This is a News 1130 special report.
We're wrapping up another work week with Foodie Friday.
Cassandra Anderton with Good Life Vancouver here again to make us hungry, right, aren't you?
I'm going to try.
All right, what have you got?
This week for a food pick, I was out at the farmer's markets. There's a ton of cherries out there. They're a little late this year, so we're enjoying them late into the summer. And you can also pick them up at Whole Foods if you miss your farmer's markets. In restaurants, if you're heading out to try some cherries, up in the Okanagan at Rod's, which is one of my favorites up there, not to miss if you do hit Kelowna, they've got them with some duck confit and scalloped potatoes, and they pickle them up and put them with the salad greens. And their bartender, Jerry Job, he's doing a Longview, which is his drink with cherries, with some gin, cherry rhubarb, lavender honey, and a little bit of the winery's, the View Winery's Distraction Frizzante. So you shake that all up and enjoy that. And we talked about Go Fish a couple weeks back, and they're actually doing cherry ice cream. And out in Steveston, at Tapenade, which is going to be our restaurant pick this week, he's got a cherry and thyme compote, and he does that with their duck pate. So something great to try with cherries. And I've got a few recipes up on goodlifevancouver.com for you to make some muffins and some things like that at home if you're lucky enough to snag the last of the cherries this year.
It's very good. Like as we said, summer took its time to get here. So all the berry farmers and the fruit farmers, it took them a while, but they're getting some bumper crops.
Yes, I was out at Krausberry Farms yesterday picking blueberries. They've still got strawberries and raspberries, so lots of berries available throughout the Lower Mainland.
Okay, so let's go to your restaurant pick. It's in Richmond.
Tapenade. I was looking at thinking about where to go for brunch this weekend, and if you head out to Steveston, most people think of fish and chips, but Tapenade is known for their stellar brunches, and they do a duck confit poutine, and they have that with eggs and duck confit, so that's one thing to try. You can also have a variety of eggs benedict, frittatas, crepes, and then their lunch and dinners are amazing, really good fresh fish, all ocean-wise, and then meat lovers can try things like steak frites and their Fraser Valley duck patio out there if it's a sunny day, and you can sit inside in their quite brightly lit interior if the weather's not cooperating. So that's out in Steveston, Tapenade.
What if you're thirsty like I am right now?
If you're thirsty, you're in luck because you can enjoy a cherry wine from Rustic Roots. They are an organic farming family, and their cherries are actually available at Whole Foods, and they make really high-quality fruit wine. So don't be scared to go for fruit wine. A lot of people, you know, shy away from that, but this wine is actually, it's kind of like a light Pinot Noir. It's got some, obviously, cherry flavors, almond, a little bit of pepper, and not a sweet wine, so it is actually something you could serve with dinner. They suggest pairing it with something like duck or a nice spinach salad, and that's available at the winery and in and around Vancouver at some of the better wine stores. So Rustic Roots cherry wine, great way to enjoy cherries throughout the year.
And one last thing that I'm kind of surprising you with, one of the stories that we're talking about today, wondering how this sounds to you. George's Portobello Fish Bar in London. You can get a basket of fish and chips for dessert. The fish is pieces of creamed cod ice cream coated with vanilla pepper batter and then fried, and the bed of chips is potato-flavored ice cream fries. Would you try it?
Oh, I'm up for anything. I have tried fried ice cream, so that could be, I don't know if they're going to make the fish sweet, but I'd give that a try. There's all sorts of strange things coming up. Apparently at the Peony this year, deep-fried Pop-Tarts.